President Biden is expected to announce his re-election bid tomorrow. That would be 4 years to the day since he kicked off his 2020 campaign. How will the president run for office, raise money, govern, chew gum all at the same time? Princeton historian Julian Zelizer is back with us. And Julian, let's say the president indeed announces tomorrow. You have written that he will employ what's called the Rose Garden strategy to campaign. What do you mean?
Well, this is a strategy where the incumbent president is essentially campaigning by governing, by showing what he can do as president, by distinguishing himself as president from any contender. And I think we've been seeing that in many ways, which is why he's been reluctant to announce. And I think he'll continue to do that because ultimately Biden's biggest argument will be, if you want normality, if you want stability, if you want a traditional presidency, vote for me. And that will be especially pronounced if Donald Trump is running for re-election.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you if conditions are good for the strategy, either what you expect his Republican rivals to say or the conditions of the economy, what the political conversation is here at home. How do you weigh the opportunities and risks of this kind of staying above the fray strategy?
Well, it is a risky strategy. Two presidents in the 1970s, President Gerald Ford and President Jimmy Carter, each did this, and it didn't work. The Rose Garden strategy kept them away from the campaign trail. It kind of saddled them with the baggage of whatever was happening at the time, bad economy, Iran hostage crisis. But today is different. I think the Republican Party, both former President Trump and House Republicans, act in a way that unnerves many voters about their ability to govern and about what happens when they have control of power. So I think it is a distinct moment where Biden's strategy might actually be very effective.
Age is, of course, a subtext to all of this. Joe Biden is 80, the former president Donald Trump, 76. Before the Trump presidency, Ronald Reagan was the oldest president. He was 73 when he ran for re-election in 1984 against Walter Mondale, who was a chipper in his 50s, I believe 56. Here is the famous Reagan line from that 1984 campaign.
I am not going to exploit for political purposes my opponent's youth and inexperience.
Julian, is there something in that Reagan messaging that Joe Biden can steal to diffuse worries about his age?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a limit on how much you can calm people or explain away why they shouldn't be concerned. I think one strategy is what Reagan did. It's a joke. It makes light of it, but it also points to the virtues of experience. And I certainly think President Biden can draw on that. And the second thing that President Biden can do is back to that Rose Garden strategy. Just show he can handle the job by doing it. And I think ultimately, if voters see this, that's probably his best bet to allaying some of these concerns.
But let's talk about polls. By many polls, President Biden is doing, let's call it, okay. Back in 2012, President Obama had low popularity, but still drew enough of a contrast with Mitt Romney and the Republican Party. Is that, you think, a viable model for President Biden?
I think it might be, and it might be the one he has to choose. We're in an age where it's very hard for presidents to get high approval rate. That is one of the costs of intense polarization. So I think instead of boosting your own standing, one of the things we see presidents do is go after their opponents. And that's what Obama did with Mitt Romney. And I think that contrast is what Biden is going to focus on rather than somehow miraculously having huge approval ratings going into the election.
Yeah. And quickly, do you expect there to be some kind of a version of a war room to strike back quickly, even though he's president?
I think so. He's a veteran enough to know that's how you have to deal with someone like Donald Trump.
Princeton historian Julian Zelizer. Julian, thanks again.
Thanks for having me.